If everyone could say their names for the record.
Christian Bryant. Next.
Katrina.
Great. So the first thing I wanted to start with was the agenda for the August meeting. So we potentially have a very busy meeting. As we mentioned at the last RSC meeting, the Rules and Bylaws Committee has finished its process of creating a process for the RSC, and it's ready to bring that back to the full commission. So there seems to be strong interest from the commission on discussing that and making a decision on it sooner rather than later. We also are prepared to bring the rules and forms from the fair ordinance to the commission. And so I think the best way of working through this is I can talk about what will be coming from the PHB for the fair ordinance and explain the different parts a little bit, and then you all can have a conversation about how you want to structure the meeting and allocate time. So a few things for FAIR. We're being intentional about how we talk about the two ordinances. Previously, we talked about screening criteria and security deposits, but the more time we spend with the screening criteria ordinance, the clearer it becomes that it speaks to more than just how applicants are screened, but also to the process of applying itself. So now we're starting to call it the application and screening process ordinance. So that's just a small thing. So we have a set of rules for the application and screening process. We have a set of rules for the security deposit ordinance. And then from both of those, there were a series of notices that the Housing Bureau was requested to make. So in addition to the rules, the Housing Bureau was required to create a notice of an applicant's modification and accommodation rights. So that speaks to fair housing. A notice on where to find the notice of applicant rights. So I believe that this was created to prevent landlords having to give tenants a potentially very long document of applicant rights and instead referring them to where they could find the applicant rights themselves. So then we will also have the PHB notice of applicant rights. Then for security deposits, we were required to come up with some sort of mechanism to replace what had previously been the depreciation schedule, and then a rental history form to be used. So altogether, that is two sets of rules and five notices. So it's a lot. I think it will... I'll kind of leave it to you.
On roughly a six-hour meeting?
Yeah, I'll leave it to you on where to start with how to structure the meeting.
Oh, that's a lot. Mm-hmm. When are you hoping to have a second draft of rules for security deposit and screening criteria?
So we adjusted this process in part because of the feedback that we heard on the permanent relocation assistance rules. So the Housing Bureau reached out to all of the members on the Rental Services Commission, as well as a few other people who had been involved in the process, and asked if there were any code changes that they felt needed to be made in terms of technical code changes. We aren't doing policy code changes. And where the Housing Bureau should issue rules. And so that was kind of a first go to give everyone an opportunity to indicate where they thought further specificity was needed. And so now we're bringing the rules and the form, the notices that we've created. And we anticipate shortly after the RSC starting the official rulemaking process for the FAIR ordinances. And then we would go through a full administrative rulemaking process of publishing the drafts, getting feedback and input. As needed, we might do a second draft of the permanent rules before taking more feedback and then issuing the permanent rules. Minor hiccup is, it's not a hiccup, but the FAIR ordinances don't go into effect until March. And as a result, they aren't added to the code until March, and the Housing Bureau can't issue rules on them until March. And so we are running the process now because we know that we need to set the groundwork to give everyone time to do education and training and become familiar with the format, but it won't be finalized until the ordinance itself goes into effect. But we anticipate we'll have all our details worked out much before March to give everyone some stability and sense of what's coming up.
Okay, that's helpful. So essentially, 2 to 3 drafts, maybe 4.
Potentially. We would like to keep it to 2 drafts.
Fair enough.
So of the items you listed off for the agenda, are there any of them that don't necessarily require our conversation and or opinions and are more just informative? Like, for instance, like on the forms, is that something that you anticipate really being a discussion point, or is it more of a here's what the form looks like, just so you know, type of a thing?
Yeah. I think it's really important to us that as the advisory body that weighs in on these matters, that you all have an opportunity to give input separate from the public testimony process. So we don't want to gatekeep where we're asking for feedback, but I anticipate that the most discussion will be around the depreciation schedule, potentially the statement of applicant rights, and then, if anything, possibly what's in the administrative rules themselves, or possibly what isn't in the administrative rules that people want in the administrative rules.
I was just kind of thinking, I mean, because, you know, I mean, we can police time as best we can, but really, I mean, at the very least, we should probably order these in some form of priority, so like things that are going to be less likely to be much of a discussion, more likely to maybe just have a couple questions be towards the end, because then if we don't get to them, we can officially say, hey, you have copies of these in your packets, review them, send, you know, Andreas or whatever, whatever your specific questions are,
right,
if we had to. And then the other priority marker would be which ones are more time sensitive, like which ones we have sooner deadlines on. Just because with all this stuff, we can try to timekeep as best we can, but we should at least set up the agenda with, you know, giving us the most flexibility at the end of the meeting as possible, just in case.
Ian, Katrina, any other thoughts?
I guess, I mean, I agree in general with Christian. So my one question would be how much, what's that total time block that we're allocating to that? And then, you know, just in terms of meeting management, kind of being prepared to interject where, trying to at least give ourselves, even if it's not trying to the agenda, a sense of how long we want to spend and, you know, then trying to manage the group to that on each item.
I don't have any comments. I mean, the only thing that I would just flag is that whenever we get into these kinds of discussions, they just get really detailed really fast. So I'm wondering if there's a way we can maybe break the conversation up in pieces. I don't know. Just something to structure the conversation so it doesn't go left.
I think typically my format with this group is I like to walk through documents, but I think with all of the documents, like, we might be looking at a total page length of like 15 pages. So I don't know how realistic it is to to go through it all and still allow opportunity for questions and discussion.
Maybe in the, like, the pre-meeting announcement that you send out or whatever when you send out materials, make sure it's stressed at the very beginning of the email that we will not have time to review all of these at the meeting, so it's on you to do some review before this one.
I think that's a good idea.
But I'm also wondering, since, I mean, Andres, can you give us sort of a timeline of when you're hoping to get the next draft out? Because it may be that we're able to cover it in 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm. So we do not have a firm timeline, but we want to get it out sooner rather than later. So I'll try to go into this during the RSC meeting as well, in terms of our rationale here, but the ordinance goes into effect in March. We know we won't be able to close the rulemaking process until March, but we want to get it finalized as soon as possible because, as you all, I think, received by email, we're doing our RFQ for education and training services right now. And so those responses are due, I want to say, the 23rd of this month. And we're looking at getting a tight turnaround to see who responded to the RFQ, to get contracts in place, and then to put together training and education plans with our contract recipients to train people on these laws. And so our motivation is to try to get some clarity as soon as possible so that people can begin to be trained and educated about how the law will work. So we're trying to get this out the door, preferably by the end of this month, to start the rulemaking process. And waiting for another RSC meeting to start the rulemaking process would push everything back. We'd already be in September, the ordinance goes into effect in March, and we still have to make materials to explain whatever the rules and forms are. We can always come back to this at the September meeting if the rulemaking process has started by then. And during the rulemaking process, the RSC can continue to discuss this, to give formal feedback using meeting time. So that's an option as well.
So if there is additional feedback that's given after the rulemaking process has started, I mean, is the intention that we would get another draft after that, or?
Yeah, so once, we'll kind of do a similar thing that we did with rental registration, or sorry, with relocation assistance, where we give you content, ask you to review it, and then if there are revisions that make sense to make before the rulemaking process, we would issue a different draft for rules. And otherwise, the comments would go into the public record as part of the rulemaking process. So for relocation assistance, there were some larger feedback items that couldn't be easily made by staff. And so we're holding on to those, and we'll make adjustments as needed during the rulemaking process. But for example, if we get feedback during the RSC meeting about something that we overlooked or something that is obvious and clearly should be adjusted, then that would be a revision we'd make before publishing the draft rules.
And keep in mind, Katrina, I mean, it's definitely, of course, Andreas and the Housing Bureau's preference that we get, you know, try to, you know, think of everything before it's, you know, officially out there. But with that said, as the RSC, if we wanted to bring it up as a topic in the future to readdress and issue a recommendation on changes at that time, we can still do that. Mm-hmm. You know, there's technically nothing that says, you know, this is our only opportunity. It's just this is the easiest and when they'll be the most receptive to changes, since, of course, nobody likes to go back through and change things again, even if technically we can.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking about. Is Ian, Christian, what do you guys think of inviting people to something in between this next meeting and the next RSC meeting if people are interested in talking about it. And 15 pages, I just don't see us being able to... Even if we did ask people to review it ahead of time and we start going through the documents or at least highlighting things that folks are interested in during the discussion, I just don't see us being able to get through everything in one meeting.
Mm-hmm. I mean, technically we could make like a subcommittee, but the problem with that is if everyone wanted to be on it, they couldn't be. And the most we could have is, just under half of the full RSC, and only one of us, our executive team, I think, would be able to be on it too to avoid the quorum issues. So technically we could do a subcommittee or even a separate meeting. We would just have to make sure that, you know, we don't cross those number issues and then end up in, end up violating one of those wonderful rules. That'd be the only issue. If all of us wanted to be there, then it wouldn't work.
Oh boy, hold on. I can't hear you guys.
Ian, are you there?
I am. I'm just muted because I'm in a public place.
Of course.
Did Katrina just drop off?
Yeah, I think we lost her. Yeah.
Right. But she was asking what you thought.
Well, so remind me, so it's two sets of rules, and was it three documents or five documents?
Five documents.
Yeah. And so when Katrina was asking about an interim meeting, I was trying to just think through... Yeah, I guess, Andres, do you feel really strongly that we need something? I mean, you kind of alluded to this earlier with your timeline, but that we need to not be talking about this in September?
Yeah, I think what makes the most sense to me is to have the RSC discuss it this month and focus on, like, big, glaring things. And in September... Preferably, I think the Housing Bureau's preference is that we start the rulemaking process at the end of this month. So then in September, we're in the rulemaking process itself, and at that point, do more of a fine-tooth comb of continuing to go through the documents and having discussion about how they should be revised. I think another difference between these rules and the relocation rules is relocation assistance has been in effect for 2 years. It's been revised a couple times, but most of the substantive things have already been worked through at length. And so it's a pretty baked policy, and we're not getting a lot of input on our draft administrative rules, in part because the interim rules have been in effect for so long. With the applicant and screening process and security deposit rules. This is a brand new policy. It's a very complex policy. This is the first set of rules. And so it is much less final in terms of what we're putting out there than I think relocation assistance is. And I anticipate we'll be getting a lot more feedback. And I think in particular this group, because you were so close to the screening and security deposit ordinances, you have a perspective on what is allowed within the ordinances that passed. So I think a lot of the feedback we usually get is policy feedback on the laws that were adopted, and that isn't something we can revise through administrative rule. And so in administrative rule, it's really about what are the areas that need to be clarified from the law, and then what are the obligations, in this case, a list of different notices that need to be provided as required through the law. And so I guess all of that goes to say, I think even if we start rules this month, the RSC's feedback in September would still be valuable and affect the permanent rules that are published.
So Andres, do you have a recommendation for how we, I think this is what you're saying, for how we do a high-level review in August to narrow the issues towards a finer review in September?
Yeah, I think maybe a potential is to, we send out all the materials for the RSC to review. We mentioned that we're not going to be able to walk through all of them in depth. And then we ask people to flag what they want to discuss. And so at the meeting, we work through more what people saw the first time and wanted to talk about, things that weren't there or were there. And then in September, we kind of circle back and do a more thorough go through of everything.
So that's similar to what we did with, I'm thinking it was last August, we had this call, where we kind of asked people to get some feedback in advance to sort of define some buckets for conversation. Is that right?
Right. It's a similar concept of asking people to prepare feedback for the meeting, and then we can either collect that or people can just bring that and be ready at the meeting.
You want us at these meetings prepared. Mm-hmm. Got it. Okay. Now I'm clear on that.
I mean, I think ideally, I think that there is a value to just walking through things and explaining them that is missed in simply reading it. But in terms of the volume here, I don't think that that is something that we can do. And so I think that to start having people review it and think through what they want to talk about and provide feedback on, feels like a good way of doing a first go and then being a little bit more thorough the next time around.
So Andre, so you would solicit that feedback, define those buckets, lay out like a general overview of what we're looking at. Again, assuming worst case, some people haven't looked at it. You know, here's this, these two, these five, and then here are, you know, sort of a document that has the buckets for each, and then we just kind of try to click through those and, you know, have timing lined up for each topic generally with the idea that we're trying to cut off at the end of that time, and if it's clear we need to do a deeper dive, we then save that for September, and on the items that it feels like we've got to, we just sort of check them off the list.
Yeah.
Works for me. The prep work shouldn't be so hard for you. I guess we just have to do a good job of managing that. Mm-hmm.
Do we get the buzzer again?
We can bring the buzzer back. We will do everything we can to send out materials a week in advance. I think what I'm going to do is, as soon as something is ready to go, I will send that part out, even if that means multiple emails, just to give people as much time to start reviewing things as possible. And then probably set the day before the meeting deadline of having people provide feedback of what they'd like to talk through, and that will go into a document. Because I think the right way of doing this is we'll have the general agenda, like usual, which will just have the big categories of working through the rules and notices, and then we can come up with the day of the meeting a like more structured breakdown of how to guide the conversation for all of you.
Okay.
It sounds good to me.
I say go for it. Katrina, did you get back on?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I've been back for a while. Sorry.
I thought I heard you click back in.
Yeah. Yep.
What do you think?
It sounds good. I mean, it's just hard because it's a very big document. Together. I'll be honest and say that I have a feeling that we may end up coming back to this conversation once we actually start diving into the discussion. Mm-hmm. But I'm willing to try for it.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
Well, let's try to get as much done as we can in this short amount of time. But let's also just as the executive committee, never forget that at any point in the future, if we decide, hey, we want to get into the weeds and dedicate some time to this subject again, That's completely up to us, and we can do that. So, you know, let's try to push through and get as much done as we can right now, but let's not necessarily forget this as a possible future topic to come back to on one of those days when we are going to have, you know, an extra half hour in a meeting or something.
Wahoo! And then the other thing I want to circle back to is the bylaw process. So that is ready for this month's agenda. And so with that in mind, how do you want to allocate time?
How urgent is that? Can we push it back a month?
It is as urgent as the RSC thinks it is. It is an internal process document for the group.
And is there, I mean, as far as I know, there's not, but is there anything that we have expressed wanting to do that not ratifying that right now is getting in our way of doing? I don't think there is, right?
I think there's a lot of interest in how to handle public testimony. And I think that's the part that will have the most discussion.
How to handle it? Okay.
Is there anything that's so controversial in the document, or is it kind of we're getting a rubber stamp because the group that, you know, we already delegated have been working on it?
I'm not sure that the Rule and Bylaws Committee's process will meet what Margot was asking for at the last meeting.
I'm kind of talking.
Sorry, what was that?
I missed the last meeting. What was it Margot asking for in bite-sized chunk?
There was a leftover time, and she asked to discuss a subcommittee on public testimony that would give standing responses. And I think the Rules and Bylaws Committee talked about it a lot at their meeting, and they see it as a difference in vision for the role of the commission, where they interpret the charter saying that this is the primary public forum for public testimony as meaning that it is a place for people to come and discuss these topics, not necessarily to arbitrate or respond or act on them. And then the process that they settled on was that in response to testimony, any member of the commission can request to add an agenda item to the work plan to discuss something that came up in testimony. So if someone comes and testifies on a particular topic and a member of the commission thinks that it is important, then they can ask that it be added to the work plan, which is drafted by the executive committee and ratified by the entire commission.
So it's, I mean, that's not really any different than it is right now.
Mm-hmm. It's just
formalizing. It's not stating that one of the RSC members can just say, this has to be on one. It is. They can request that it is, and us as the executive committee still have the authority to decide whether it is or isn't.
Right.
So, I mean, really, that's...
There was a request to create a process, and that is the process that they created.
Got it. Seems pretty straightforward, but nothing ever is. So I would say if we put that on there, we put it at the very end.
Mm-hmm.
If we magically get to it, great.
For like 15 minutes or some small chunk?
Five.
Maybe.
I mean, we just have no time. It'll be however much time is left if we get there. And then we just have an understanding that it's not the end of the world if it just gets bounced to the next RSC meeting, it sounds like.
Katrina?
I agree with that.
Okay. Sounds good. We will put it at the end of the agenda for 15 minutes. And as always, during the meeting, you all can adjust the flow of the meeting.
Yeah.
In the spirit of a work plan, staff has moved away from thinking that we should be using a formal calendar work plan just because of how things have been going for the past 6 or so months. And so what we're suggesting is to, instead of assigning topics to particular meetings, just have a list of topics that are the work plan, and then we can project things like in September, we will likely be talking about the rules and notices again, but we make those determinations each month so that we can adjust for timelines.
I like it. It gives us more flexibility.
Mm-hmm. So the topics beyond application and screening process and security deposits that we have is we'll be circling back in some way to talk about the education and training RFQ once it's awarded and we know what that's going to look like. We want to make sure that the RSC has the opportunity to provide input to that education and training that happens and is aware of the process and what we'll be doing. Similarly, for the mediation pilot, we will be working with PSU and Dr. Lisa Bates to design the mediation pilot. And as part of that process, all of the members of the RSC will be involved in some capacity in terms of scoping. The relocation rules will finish sometime in the next couple months. And so that will be brought back to the RSC. And then we anticipate some traction around rental registration. The mayor has asked the Housing Bureau to make a budget request in the fall bump, the budget adjustment. And so as we talk about procuring a registration system, that topic will be more relevant. Also for the September meeting, the Housing Bureau is beginning its budget process, if you can believe it, for next fiscal year. Next fiscal year being 2021, and it will be asking all of its advisory body or doing a short presentation for all of its advisory bodies in September, kind of giving them a heads up of what that process will be like. So that will be 15 minutes on the September agenda.
Well, Andre, did you mention in the last meeting the issue about the mayor requesting registration in the bump?
I believe that announcement was made at the registration fee council hearing last week.
Okay. Yes. So I was just thinking it might be helpful if you have some like updates up front to just mention that, because I know there was some anxiety from some folks in the group about it. Maybe people know, but maybe they don't.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'll be sure to include that in the staff update.
Awesome.
Katrina, were you going to say something?
No, that's okay.
Okay. So that is the work plan as it stands right now. And as always, things can be added or removed from it as we work through this together.
Lots on our plate.
Yep. It's a busy commission. Okay, that's all I had.
Cool. Thank you.
Thank you all.
Thanks, Andre.
Okay, thanks all. See you soon.
Sounds good.
Bye.